Roy Ayers. Chances are you've heard a Roy Ayers song, even if you didn't know it. He's one of the most sampled musicians of all time by hip-hop recording artists. Roy Ayers was born in Los Angeles, California, on this day, September 10th, in 1940. He grew up in a musical family where his father played trombone and his mother played piano. At the age of 5, he was given his first pair of vibraphone mallets by our brother, Lionel Hampton. During high school, Roy sang in the church choir and fronted a band named the Latin Lyrics, in which he played guitar and piano. Ayers started recording in a bebop group in 1962. In the early 1970s, he started his own band called Roy Ayers Ubiquity, a name he chose because ubiquity means a state of being everywhere at the same time. Ayers was responsible for the highly regarded soundtrack to the 1973 film Coffee, which starred our sister Pam Grier. He later moved from a jazz funk sound to R&B, as seen on the album Mystic Voyage. One of his most well-known songs was the title track from his 1976 album, Everybody Loves the Sunshine. In the late 1970s, Ayers toured Nigeria for 6 weeks with Afrobeat pioneer Fela Kuti. He has worked as a studio musician, composer, and arranger for numerous artists, and Ayers has played his live act for millions of people around the globe. In the 90s, his music began to be appreciated by the hip-hop audience, and it was sampled repeatedly. He would release 2 hip-hop-themed albums himself. In 1993, the album Stolen Moments, Red Hot and Cool, raised funds to support the fight against AIDS in the black community, and it was heralded as Album of the Year by Time Magazine. During the 2000s and 2010s, Ayers ventured into house music. In addition to EDM and hip-hop, over the years his musicianship has impacted numerous artists in the genres of funk, R&B, salsa, jazz, rock, and soul. Roy Ayers is known for helping to popularize feel-good music. In an interview, he stated, "I like that happy feeling all the time, so that ingredient is still there. I try to generate that because it's the natural way I am." You can find his recordings on any major music platform. And on his birthday, we give love and we recognize the ubiquitous Mr. Roy Ayers.